Omaha Public Schools has recognized the importance of theater within the community and encourages students with having a district-wide summer musical.
Around 17 years ago, it started as an extra learning opportunity for students over the summer to participate in a summer show. And it started initially at Omaha South as the host site for that, and they did that there for several years. Eventually, it did move over to where Omaha Benson took it on, and then it has since then shifted and gone to other different schools. It went to Buffett, it went to Buena Vista, and then to Burke now.
The opportunity to participate in the summer musical is open to a wide variety of students, according to Tony Schick, director of theater at Omaha Westview High School and co-director of the OPS Summer Musical.
With the summer musical, it was, as we mentioned, an opportunity for kids to get involved in summer programming, but it was opened up to high school students. And then over the last several years, they've done shows that allowed middle school students to also be involved in it too. This year, because of the particular show we have, we just had it be high school students for the cast.
In order for students to participate, director of theater at Omaha Burke High School and co-director of the OPS Summer Musical, Emily McCrisky, says it's a pretty standard process.
There is a form, so we had an initial sign-up form for all members who wanted to be a part of cast, crew, or pit. And for cast, we had two Saturdays they could come in. We did a dance, they sang a cutting from the show, read a little monologue, and then we had callbacks.
The OPS Summer Musical taking the stage this year is Hadestown, Teen Edition. A show the Schick says was a long time coming.
Typically in the process of us choosing shows, we would sit together as a team, usually like a late fall or early winter before the summer event would happen. But this one is a little bit different. We had seen that this edition was going to be available. So we're like, ooh, let's ask our music TLC and see if we can try to get the rights early so that we can hop on board.
McCrisky says putting on a show of this magnitude has been a collaborative effort.
Adults, both OPS employees and guest artists that we've hired. We have a couple alumni that we've hired back to help us with our set design. And then just getting to do it together is really, really unique experience. We really enjoy working together and have a similar vision.
At the end of it all, the OPS Summer Musical is an activity giving district students a place to have a creative outlet, even while not in school.
Arts is a collaborative space, of course, but that it's not about competing with other schools. So what I hope they walk away with is not only an incredible ensemble experience, but just that we are all a part of that same journey of trying to create something bigger than ourselves, and that we can all be supportive of each other, and it's not a competition, that we can all see each other's talents, and we all bring something different to the table, and we only get better by realizing we're not the only one who knows how to do it. And so I think that's something really beautiful about this process, is they all bring something different to the table.
Hadestown opens on Friday, June 27th, and runs through Sunday, June 29th. Additional information regarding showtimes and tickets available at bhsne.booktix.com. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Lindsay Tagg.